Radio 1. Right, so if you have got any songs by your ex that they wrote and sang for you knocking around, please, please send them in to me. You can MP3 it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can send them by post, old school, to Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ.
And as you've heard, we deal with them very sensitively.
Yeah. It is mostly blokes that do this, though, isn't it? You don't hear girls making up songs for their
boyfriend. No, I've never heard of a girl making up a song.
No. The thing is, it's because boys think they're good singers, don't they? All of them.
Yeah.
There's something in their head which doesn't actually go forward to their ears, going, oh, this sounds really good. Girls just don't sing like that.
No.
Apart from Sandy Tom, obviously.
Yeah.
She's the exception. Now, this Hannah, You're Amazing song that we played earlier. Do you think did Hannah get mentioned at all in
only
the song?
Only at the very end, but I think that's because Hannah's quite a difficult name to rhyme with. All I can think of is Spanner to rhyme with Hannah, and I don't think that would be in a romantic song.
Yeah, but next time he gets a new girlfriend, can't he just, like, insert name here?
But yeah, of
Jenny,
course, yeah.
You're amazing. But
that's actually the beauty of it.
But yeah, hooray. Now, do you remember the guy from yesterday who put the ad in the paper for a singer in a band?
Mm-hmm.
Got loads of blokes applying. For instance, this one.
Grace is my name, and fighting's my game.
No girls do that, do they?
No.
I'm 16 years old.
It's always boys.
Years up as the road. They call me Big Bad Russell Crowe.
The song to Hannah looks like a work of genius compared to that, doesn't
it? Really it really does. I was thinking that myself. So, if you've got one from a girl, like an ex-girlfriend, a song that she wrote and sang for you, I would really, really like to hear that. They're mostly going to be blokes, I know that, because blokes think they sound good. But if there's any blokes out there that have got a song that was sang for them by their ex-girlfriend, knocking around on a tape or a CD, then get it to me as soon as we can.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1, hello.
Hi.
Hello, how can I help?
Well, basically, one of my ex-boyfriends used to threaten that he would turn up outside my bedroom window with his guitar and sing busted songs. I actually caught him learning the tune to one of their songs on his PC once.
What, if you wouldn't go back out with him?
No. I think that was one of the reasons he got dumped.
Wow. I wonder if it was... Was it year 3000?
No, it was... I was sleeping with the light on.
I'd quite like it with this one. Oh, what about air hostess?
Air hostess.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, God.
Imagine he's outside your window now, 3 o'clock in the morning. Was he thinking this was going to be some, like, romantic gesture then, or what?
Yeah, I think so, but it wasn't really in my eyes.
And you caught him learning the words to Sleeping With The Light On?
No. He was, like, looking for the kind of notes to learn on his guitar and stuff like that, and then I caught him, like, singing it and stuff, and I just thought, oh, God, this boy has to go.
It'd be quite romantic.
No, not at all.
No, this is the most romantic of Buster's songs.
Yeah.
Listen to the words.
Along she came with a picture, put it in a frame, so I won't miss.
It's more romantic than air hostess.
Got on a plane from London Heathrow.
I think it, like, conjures images of, like, Romeo and Juliet. You up in your room looking down on him, strumming away.
Go, Zane! Look at Zane, look, next door, he's a closet busted fan. Outed him. Living with your parents at the time, or what?
Yeah,
you
I
were.
Still be.
Gross. That would be really bad. I love you.
Radio 1.
Right, you got Zayn next with Kanye West. A lot of people saying that that's quite romantic, the whole busted thing, standing outside a bedroom window,
yeah,
singing this. Come on, we've all done it. We've all stood in someone's garden at 3 a.m. singing Busted. What I go to school for. maybe a bit of McFly. We've all done it.
More McFly.
Don't tell me you haven't, otherwise you're a liar. Some people really enjoying the old school Busted. No time, but I'm sure Zayn will play it because Kanye's a big fan from 7 tonight. Interpol.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, they're pretty good, Interpol, but... then I busted.
No, listen, it gets worse. Right, this is on 8.1.9. My best mate Karina went out with an estate agent for 2 weeks. Then he sang the whole of Ronan Keating's I Love the Way You Love Me to her in front of me and all her family. That's worse.
That is worse.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I mean, we've
all done it, Zane. We've
listen,
all
the
done
whole
it.
Busted thing, though, I just want to clear this up. There are some classics in there.
I feel her.
Who can forget?
Yeah.
That wasn't the best one.
What about You Said No?
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Since the day when you dissed me, I'm feeling so pathetic that the guys want to ditch me, and it's all because of you and your friends laughing at me. Now you think I'm nothing. Ask your sister what you're missing.
Oh, my God. You're really scaring me.
As per usual, then.
See you, babe. That is unbelievable. Night, Zane.
Good night. And good evening, one and all. Welcome to the show. Sadly, no busting. Kanye West, though, and White Stripes. Question is, who are you? 81199, we'd love to know. Are you on board? Shout out to Matt Willis. In some respects, I suspect you.